Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Daisha Eaton. This week on AK, judge jamming. What do Alaska's judges do when they're not sitting on the bench? Do they ponder weighty tomes or engage in deep discussion about the legal issues of the day? Maybe some of them do that, but KSKA's Ellen Lockyer found that quite a number of Anchorage judges get together and play ukuleles for after-hours fun.
The ukulele, or more properly pronounced, ukulele, originated in Hawaii in the 19th century. The small, four-stringed instrument was influenced by Portuguese immigrants on the islands. By the early 20th century, the ukulele reached the United States. These days, its distinctive sound is showing up in pop music. Young ukulele virtuosos like Jake Shimabukuro are using YouTube and their own websites in widening the tiny instrument's appeal to the general public. You're hearing Jake Shimabukuro now, who's no slouch when it comes to bending the ukulele's strings. Jake shreds, and one of his biggest fans is none other than Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Dana Fabe, who, when not on the bench, plays the ukulele herself. She says it runs in her family.
Dad was a lifelong learner, and he took piano lessons with us, and he taught us to play the ukulele.
She and her sister played as kids.
He told us that if we knew three or four chords, we could really play any song. So we learned those basic chords and learned to play from him.
She likes ukulele so much, she owns three of them. The Chief Justice says it's an easy instrument to learn and often gives them to friends as gifts. And she leads others within Anchorage's legal circles for regular ukulele jams that go on for hours.
Partly it was motivated by selfish reasons that I wanted people to play with.
That's beautiful.
Retired Judge Elaine Andrews is part of the ukulele gang. We are in Andrews' kitchen while she practices. Andrews says she's no virtuoso, but she's hooked on the instrument.
The people who play it tend to put their forefinger and their thumb together and strum in that fashion. It has a lovely tone. When I first picked this up, they just kept telling me, if you just pick up two or three chords, including a C that takes one finger, an F that takes two fingers, and a G, with those three chords, you can play a song.
The group calls itself Ukulaska and has put together its own songbook, chock full of old favorites.
It's like a tumbleweed keeps picking up people who either have an interest or they used to play it when they were younger or they wanted to get into it. And because we have such a wide range of talent and it's a very accepting, non-judgmental group, people just show up.
Attorney Barb Malchek is a mainstay of the group. She, too, played as a child.
And the first time I can remember ever playing an ukulele, I was in seventh grade, and we must have had one hanging around the house, and I picked it up. And then my across-the-street neighbor and I came in second in the school talent show, playing our instruments and singing. And I can't really remember even playing it again after that.
But later in life, she picked it up again. Malchek remembers how the ukulele band got started over at Chief Justice Dana Fabe's house.
And she mentioned that she plays the ukulele. So Dana pulled out her ukuleles and we just started strumming. And it just came back right away. So we were playing a little bit. And then that was really kind of the beginning of our group. And then she invited these other friends of hers, a lot of whom are judges or ex-judges, and it was very intimidating for me at first. I mean, these are people I'm used to calling Your Honor, but I don't know, the ukulele is kind of the great equalizer.
Malchek owns several of them these days. One's even electric. She picks it up.
Now this, you can really get going. It's got a nice tone to it. So I tend to play the songs that, like the Beatles songs that are a little more rock and roll.
Chief Justice Fabe says the ukulele can accompany any kind of music.
And it's a very forgiving instrument. You don't have to be playing it for very long and get a great sound out of it.
Ukulele actually means jumping flea in Hawaiian, and despite its growing versatility, it will ever be synonymous with the islands. I'm Ellen Lockyer.